It was quite a difficult thing to get used to, actually, because I've been quite so unwell for many years. And although it's something I really wanted, I didn't think it would happen for me because I was just too poorly for that. So it was elating that it happened, but also nerve-wracking too.
When was it that you found out?
I found out that I was pregnant in January, but I had to come off a huge amount of medication. I was on a lot of neurological drugs for my ME, and so I've had quite a difficult time coming down off of those drugs and being able to keep going through the immense amount of pain.
In your blog, for example, you've written how women with ME have either improved since becoming pregnant or have had a setback. And what's it been like for you so far?
Well, I think it's a really difficult thing to describe, really, because with neuroimmune autoimmune diseases, the pregnancy hormone can improve, make you sort of your body jump and start working properly, but it doesn't always last after the pregnancy, and some people get a lot worse as well. So it's like in between the two. I started making some progress. And that was before I knew I was pregnant, but I just really couldn't understand what was happening really in my body. But yeah, so I've improved a bit, but every day is different still, and I'm suffering quite a bit from pain. It's quite amazing to see your body improving without, because I've spent years literally trying to get better, I've been ill for since 2005, the end of 2005, which is a very long time. In I'm 28 and I've spent half of my life being ill, and with the severity I had as well, it's I keep getting reminders of something comes up on like Facebook or a memory, and I think it was literally 5 years ago that I first sat in a chair for the first time. So although it's small progress every day, it's kind of like it feels quite a lot when you're reminded of where you've come from.